Welcome back to another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, host of this K-State, quote-unquote K-State Athletics Podcast, all things K-State sports here on this Friday, November 14th, 2025 here. Football tomorrow afternoon, or tomorrow morning, to say. That's well, cross-country is going to be going on here in a minute. Less than 90 minutes from now down in Stillwater. So we got the cross country teams and the football team in Stillwater this weekend. Well, cross country will be down there today, and that's it for the football team will be down there. Again, I'll be recording a pregame show. I'm gonna do it a little bit differently than like I did before. Pregame's gonna be a little bit different. I'll record that early this afternoon. I'm gonna have that knocked out. So that might come out probably tonight or instead of tomorrow morning. We'll see how I want to have this all shake down, at least as far as the weekend goes along. Men's basketball, women's tennis, women's soccer, women's volleyball. You get the drift and so much more. Thank you for listening to this K-State Sports Podcast. We try to keep all things K-State Sports, not just about football and men's basketball. There's other things going on out there, and oh yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on with K-State. There's a lot of things going on outside of podcasts. Yeah, that's that. But anyways, if there was a positive from yesterday's overall, it's the men's basketball team, but almost blowing a 24 or 25 point lead, or same damn thing, 25 point lead against Cal last night. There as Cal with a big time surge late, and then but K-State held that big margin, held off Cal last night by a count of 99-96 last night to wrap up basketball, K-State doubleheader basketball in Brams Coliseum. I recorded the heartbreak loss with K-State was basketball before that. When he lost by one against South Dakota. Again, I just recorded literally that postcast, so I'm not going to explain any more of that. This is the men's postcast edition there, so the women will be out. That episode will come out this morning at some point. This episode might not come out since the men don't play anymore till next week, probably tomorrow night somewhere in there. But anyways, K-State 3-0. For the first time since 2022-23 season there as well. And somebody was talking about the defense there. I think it was the Power Cat podcast. They were talking about, I listened to the insiders actually earlier this week. They're talking about, you know, shoring up the defense. Well, woo, almost costly yesterday there as, yeah, get to the big lead. And this is the third straight game. And if you want to count, go back even a little bit tad further to the preseason, to the two preseason games. Well, yeah, to the two preseason games because they achieved over 90 as well. So we have not seen this K-State offense dip below 90 points yet. It's early. And so but we know if you don't have no defense, well, it's gonna be interesting going forward. We know how, again, head coach Jerome Tang knows about his defense there as well. But these two teams combined last night, 195 points. That's the most points in Brams College history by one when K-State Marshall played back in 1995. So that a record was broken there. K-State, yeah, we already said that, 90 plus games now. It's actually the most, 290 points, most scored in three games since Dan Altman. And this was way back in the time machine. So I'm looking at highlight some of these stats here. 34 years ago, Dana Altman. But yeah, man. Yeah, again, I've been taking it back further when K-State started the preseason. They had up two preseason games. Even with the loss, when they lost to Missouri, K-State scored, I think, 99 points, if I'm not mistaken. Somewhere between 99 points, whatever. I know that doesn't count for the preseason there. This is Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State 99, California 96 last night. There in Bramlett's, Jerome Tang now, his team 3-0, Eddie Greer III. Another postcast edition of Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Wildcats last night were paced yet again. As we take a look in, I'm going to go into the box score real quick for a minute. Yeah, so... I'm going to start here. K-State led at halftime 55-34. You're thinking, oh, man, we got this, baby. We got this in the bag, baby. And then, oh, boy, Cal by itself. This was an entire game. This was more than the women's score last weekend when we beat SMU by 46-44, excuse me, yet last week. This was a little bit more than that. Cal, 62. K-State, 44 points in the second half of this game. But you take that by itself, we lost. but the bigger picture, though, this 55 points that K-State scored was enough there to win it. Ooh, and we'll start with K. Yeah, so there's that. But P.J. Haggerty, another 20-point-plus game for him. 23 points last night of 7 of 12 from the field. And he hit his only three-point attempt from downtown, so he was perfect from there. 8 of 12 from the charity stripe last night. Again, 23 points, a steal, 3 assists. The line for P.J. Haggerty, who continues to impress here early in the year. Also in 20 points, Kamari McGriff. 21 points last night, 8 of 11 from the field. Nate Johnson, 20 more for Nate. 2 steals. He was 9 of 11 from the field, 2 of 3 from downtown there. Nate Johnson, he had 3 rebounds himself there as well. Abdi Bashir only had 7 points last night. And Elias Rebiketi, who started the game, had nothing last night as he started the game as well. But how about the resurgence here? You don't get anything. And this is why I highlight this. And that's why I highlight Izzy Arenas in the women's postcast earlier. Nothing for her. David Castillo, the resurgence continues. 16 points last night for Castillo last night. He was 6 of 9 from the field. He played 23 minutes last night. 4 of 6 from the field. He did not. Yeah, 6 of 9 from the field. 4 of 6 from downtown. So let me correct that there as well. Others in the scoring position here. Moby and Kostic had 4 apiece there. Dorian Buca had 2. And CJ Jones, who played 11 minutes last night, he had 2 points in the game as well. 1 of 2 from the field last night for Jones last night as well. But yeah, David Castillo continues his resurgence last night there. 16 big points off the bench there. And then, of course, you got a holding off Cal late in this game. So yeah, you're going to have to, at some point, going to have to address that defense because you almost blew a big-ass lead last night there as well. So should I be worried about it? Not right now. I'm not going to fuss about that right now. There are other, as I've have mentioned, periodically, there's been other frustrations that I want to vent out, but that's for another podcast. That's for another podcast outside of the podcast. But anyways, yeah, so staying on K-State here for a minute. 12 second chance points last night. The game was only tied twice. 56 points in the paint, 27 fast break points, 22 points off of turnovers, 28 points off the bench. 16 of those coming from Castillo last night. Continues his resurgence. He's playing very well to start off the year. So that is very, very encouraging because I was, again, I might have said this early on, but yeah, I was a little concerned for David Castillo. And I'm very happy that he's playing at a high level here early in the season. Hopefully that carries on in to the rest of the season. But obviously we still have the rest of the season to play itself out there for K-State. There, this is a Purple Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer the third here as K-State holds off a scoring rally by Cal last night. 99-96. Another fantastic crowd in Bramlage last night there. Over 7,000 fans in Bramlage again. Great tennis there last night in Bramlage Coliseum there as well. It looks like here, ooh, I don't know why I missed this. All right, so yeah, K-State 3-0. Cal is now 3-1. And again, Cal, it's still weird that they're ACC and they're on the West Coast. That's funny and odd. But anyways, this got to my attention. Now, I don't know why I missed this, but how about former Wildcat? This name y'all should all know. Diddy Ames. 33 minutes last night. He was second leading team scorer behind Chris Bell. Bell had 27. Diddy Ames went off. 25 last night, 5 steals. He and Bell were 19 of 13 from the field. And Diddy Ainge was hot behind the 3-point line from downtown. 5 of 6 downtown. And I don't know why I missed this, but Diddy Ainge, that name drew immediately. Obviously, Diddy Ainge was part of that first recruiting class for Jerome Tang. The revenge game came too short last night. 3 short, Will, there. But Diddy Ainge had a great performance last night. Former K-State Wildcat, Darius Bell, had 27, 25. Justin Pippen added 14 for Cal last night as their comeback fell short last night there as well in the game. So there's that. Here's a number probably of the week, folks. 62% of the field. Actually, 60. Yeah, so 62% shooting from the field in their last game against Bellarmine. And then here, 64% shooting last night, highest marks for offense there, as well as K-State holds on to win there as well. So I'm not going to read all of that there. But I am going to take Jerome Tang's comments on Kamari McGriff following their 3-point win against Cal here last night in Bramus Coliseum out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Quote, and Coach Tang talks about Kamari McGriff last night. Quote, he figured out they couldn't guard him for a while. They're like, he was catching it and being hesitant, and then it was like, bro, go score the ball. You know, like, his bump spins, he did a really good job of, I mean, I think he had 56 points. We had 56 points in the paint, right? Yeah, we just talked about that. And then when you're shooting the three, he didn't shoot a lot of threes tonight, right? I mean, but we're 50% shooting from the field, and so when they have to stay spread out like that because of our 3-point shooting, then you need a guy in there who can go one-on-one, can go get a bucket, and he can. So that was impressive there, end quote there. So that was McGriff last night. So yeah, so when you got weapons on the outside that can score, and obviously it's been well documented now, I think the tone has been set already with this offense, right? And this, again, this offense has not dipped. We have not seen this offense dip under 90 yet. Obviously, and that's probably big thanks to associate head coach Matt Driscoll. Got to get a lot of credit as well because, again, we've been hollering over the last couple years, you got to put the ball in the bank, ball in the bucket. Same damn thing, right? Because we have complained over the years that in close losses, the reason why we're losing because we don't have no damn offense. We don't have nobody. Well, again, for maybe the exception, go back to the first, even Jerome Tank's first year, right? It took quite a bit there, but again, Marquise Noel, you had Keontae Johnson. Marquise Noel stepped to the plate in the second half of the year and did what he did right there. But yeah, man, so they've established themselves through four. Yeah. Hold on a second. Let me see. Yeah, through three games. Excuse me. I'm thinking of kind of preseason. I'm sorry. Through three games, or really through this year to this point, so far that their offense is a juggernaut. But again, the defense almost cost them last night there as well, as you almost give it up last night there. But fortunately enough, you made just enough stops late. And this was a nice televised game. CBS Sports never had this game last night there as well. So if you weren't out to this game yesterday, then you had an opportunity to watch it there on CBS Sports Network. So yeah, man, awesome. They're holding off Cal there late. It's a competitive game. And saw a familiar foe, Diddy Ainge, last night there as well. So next in line, let me see who's next in line. We'll have to go over these numbers later. Actually, real quick, before we go off, this is the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Postcast, K-State 99, Cal 96, Eddie Greer men's basketball postcast, wrapping up officially. K-State doubleheader of basketball last night with the women's and men's basketball teams there. David Castillo, I want to go back to him real quick. Double figures, back-to-back games for the first time in his K-State career. That is of note right there. So, again, you're getting a much, much improved David Castillo. I was anxious to see, you know, what was going to happen. Again, this is a very encouraging sign for K-State right there. Castillo, he had no confidence. They put him out there, no confidence in it. And I was a big opponent. It's like, you got to leave him out there, give him experience, and then next year he can grow, start kind of the build a little bit, and we're seeing it a little bit right now. So I'm very happy. If there's another positive there's two positives to come out of this week. It's David Castillo's the other one. So very happy for him getting his shine. Finally, I think he's starting to get more. This is a sign of a guy that's getting comfortable and out there just playing and not thinking and doing all that other stuff. So, yeah, and the other thing is here in K-State holding off opponent like Cal. So there's that. The next time the basketball team is back in Bramlage, they'll wrap up the homestand, which has been four now, would be four, Monday night. They'll host Tulsa at 7 at Bramlage Coliseum. So that is next. Tulsa is next, and they'll hit the road following that as well. So K-State, 3-0 for the first time since 2022 there as well, as they beat Cal by 3 after Cal tried to rally back last night late. But a fast start by K-State offensively in the first half held off Cal there in Manhattan, Kansas. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found, free and available daily. Or just record K-State content. Again, iTunes, Spotify, you know what the deal is here on this podcast. Everyday podcast. You're not tuning in to the show every day. You're K-State Watkins every day. I don't know what you're doing. Please go ahead and hit that subscribe button every time we update your content daily, including the weekends. Yes, sir. Y'all be notified about it. Podbean app. And hopefully, I'm going to get on this immediately when I get into the office. But yeah, Greer3Eddie's podcast. Again, that's Greer3Eddie's podcast. That is Greer, number 3, EDD Puzzles podcast. For more bonus coverage, your cast there. The return of Alex Aiden some point next week. And I will figure that out as we go along, depending on some other things. depending on some other things right now. So we'll fit that in there somewhere. Or at least, actually, no. Now that I think about that. Wednesday's the 10 of the plan right now. That is right now. So let's just get through the weekend and we'll see all of it all. We'll see how the rest of the dominoes outside of the podcast shake out. So there's that as well. Podbean app. Make sure you download the Podbean app right now. Greer, number 3, EDDID. Podcast podcast for more bonus coverage of K-State Wildcats. And of course, continue. And we thank you for your continued support for the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure you do tell a current student, a big-time alum, big K-State fan, or a big 12 fan for that matter, about this K-State sports podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from, once again, Kansas City, Missouri. It is Kansas State 99, Colorado, California, Cal 96. Oh my goodness. I want to guess. Yeah, so Cal 96 there last night as K-State men's basketball team continue their winning ways and wrap up their four-game homestand Monday against Tulsa. This has been another men's basketball edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State athletics. Go Cats.